Okay, please turn with me in your Bibles today to Psalm 34 and verse 19. Psalm 34 and verse 19. And today what I'm going to be speaking on is Jesus in Webster's. Jesus in Webster's Dictionary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, 19 reads, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." And Father, we just pray right now, Lord God, that you would have your way with this word. That, Lord God, that it would accomplish what you would like it to accomplish. And that you remove flesh, Lord, and let your spirit reign. We just ask all this in Jesus' name. You may be seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all.
Amen.
He abides with us. You know? He is the archer that has arrowed our heart. And He's the artist of our soul. He's our atonement. Praise God. And we're under His authority, and He is awesome. That's A of Jesus in Webster's. B, Isaiah 52:7. "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." He's the beacon of our life, and He's the path. He is the path that we want to be on. Amen?
Amen?
He's the beacon of life's path. And we shall behold Him. Praise God.
Thank you.
And He is our beloved. And we are His beloved. Praise God. And we're the beneficiary of His love. And daily He loadeth us with benefits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus in Webster. See, Jeremiah 33:3, God's telephone number. "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." He's our calm in life's storms. And He is the best choice we've ever made. He makes us clean continually. And we are clothed in His righteousness. And He's coming in the clouds. Hallelujah. And He bids us come. And He's our comfort. And He's our constant companion. And He has carried us from death to life. Glory to God. Praise God. Jesus in Webster's. D. Psalm 37:4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. He dawned on us in our darkness, and He's our daybreak and our daylight." Hallelujah. "Thank Him for His deeds, and I must decrease, and He must increase." He's our deliverer, and thank God that He disciplines us. Hallelujah. And He's our destination. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus in Webster's. E. Psalm 63:1. "O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee, my flesh longeth for Thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." Hallelujah. We enter into life by Him. He has erased our sins. He establishes us, and He's our estate. He's also, you and I are in His embrace. Amen?
Amen?
And He's our emergency. In any emergency, we can go to Him, and God is there for us. He's always there for us, no matter what calamity comes into our life. Our God is there. Hallelujah. And we have the echo of His love that we will echo from now and throughout all eternity. And He's the cause of my effect. Hallelujah. Praise God. F. Jesus in Webster, Psalm 27:8. "When thou saidest, Seek thy face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek." Faithfulness. Thank God that He is faithful, and we want to be faithful too. He delivers us from all of our fears, and He feeds us. And He feeds us at His feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're in flying school. Hallelujah. Praise God. The church is going out with flying colors. And as I've said before, our colors are crimson and red. Hallelujah. He's our foundation. And because of Jesus, you and I can call God Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of Him, we're forgiven. And He is the fountain of living waters. And forever we're going to be with Him. And He is our freedom from any addiction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise God. G. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Page 2. Paul Harvey, as Jack says. Praise God. We are in G, in Jesus in Webster's, which is gentle. He's genuine. He's glorious and He gets all the glory. He's the glove that fits our heart, and He is the glue that holds us together. And thank God for His grace. He is our goal and He is God. Hallelujah. He's better than silver or gold, and He is good all the time. Beat you to it, Craig. Hallelujah. H. Jesus in Webster's Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy hand are pleasures forevermore. We say hallelujah to his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's our head. He's our healer. And he's healing. And he's our heart. And he's with us in our hurts for our healing. And he is our help. And may we give him honor and live to honor him all the days of our life.
Amen.
And he's holding on to us. And hallelujah, we're holding on to him. He is holy, and through Him He has sent God the Holy Spirit, who does the work this side of heaven, hallelujah, in perfect harmony with the Father and Jesus in heaven. And He is home, hallelujah, and He is our home forever. Praise God. I, in Jesus in Webster's, is Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He imparts His fruit of the Spirit to you and I. And thank God the incarnate He is. Hallelujah. We are incomplete without Him. And we will never be independent of Him. We are under His influence. And He informs us. And He is our infrastructure. He's our innkeeper because He keeps us in. Hallelujah. We are forever in patience. Amen. Because we are forever under the great physician's care. Praise God.
Amen.
And we pray we are instruments of His blessings to people. Hallelujah to His holy name. J, Jesus in Webster's, Nehemiah 18, the last part says, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is Jehovah. And I have many journals, as I'm sure you do too, because I get to testify of His goodness. And I write it down. Hallelujah. And praise God, if we're obedient to Him, our lives are handwritten. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Handwritten in heaven. Praise His holy name. And He is our judge. And He is judge over all the earth. And we know that His justice is true. And we know that He is faithful. And that His judgments are right. And that we know that they will be forever. Hallelujah. Because He does not change. Jesus in Webster's K. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And he is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And we're his kin. And we know him. And thank God, more importantly, he knows us. Hallelujah. He keeps us. And we kneel before him humbly. Praise his holy name. Jesus in Webster's L, 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He's a lamp unto our feet, and he's a light unto our path. He is our Lord and our leader, and we are loosed from sin because of him. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Jesus in Webster's M, Joshua 1:8. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein, for thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. One thing about the Lord is that He will take you from mourning to mourning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it'll be mourning like a brand new day. Amen.
Amen.
We thank Him for that. We thank God that He is able to do anything above what we would ask or think, because He is great and He is also magnificent, and we magnify Him. We marvel at Him, and He's our master, and He's our maturity. And whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, the Bible says. And thank God that He's a God of miracles. But more than that, I thank Him for His mercy, hallelujah, which has been given to you and I. Thank God for His wonderful mercy that floods us and that we come to Him like David did in Psalm 51, I believe. And he cried out, God, I've sinned and I need You. And I ask for forgiveness. And God comes and He cleanses us. And He gives us what we need. He gives us His holy presence. And He doesn't take it away from us. Amen? Thank God that we have the blood. And the blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. And Jesus in Webster's end. And 2 Peter 1:4 says, whereby we are given unto us great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. God has given him a name that is above every name. Hallelujah. The name above all names. And he's all we need. Amen. Jesus is all we need. He teaches us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And He nurtures us, and we're never alone. And there's no more night, because He's the light of that city one day. Amen? As the song says, no more night. Hallelujah. Jesus in Webster's, 1 Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Oh, we owe Him everything, and we are to occupy until He comes. We overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, praise God. And we observe Him in His life, hallelujah, because we have an observatory of the star of the morning our whole life long, and it is found in this word from Genesis to Revelation. I'm really spitting cotton here. Hallelujah. We find it in this word. And hallelujah, He is there. And we continue to observe that star of the morning. Amen? Amen. The one that made every stars. I like what A.W. Tozer said. Hallelujah. What he said is this, that you can take God is not out in space. Space is in God. Hallelujah. And that is true. God isn't out there somewhere in space. Everything is in God. Hallelujah. That's how big our God is. Hallelujah. We praise His holy name. And we thank Him. And we give Him glory. Because to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. And we'll thank Him forever and ever. Jesus in Webster, P. Hallelujah. Psalm 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. And sometimes we get tested. We were talking about this morning in Sunday school. You may not always feel like it, Jack says. But in your spirit wants to praise God. Your flesh may not, but your spirit wants. And when you began to quote the word of God, the Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate. Hallelujah. Your spirit just comes up and buoys you up, and yes, you begin to actually feel what you're saying. Hallelujah. Right. And we thank God that His word always brings us up. And that's why I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Because He's paramount in our lives. And He's pardoned us. And we pass from death to life. And hallelujah, we're after He that is perfect. And thank God that we have prayer. That we can go to God no matter what we're going through. And He is there for us. And we can go to Him and cry out, I'm not doing so well with my husband. Or I'm not doing so well with my wife. Or on the job. Or whatever. Lord, change me. Help me to be a better person. Help me to live the word. No matter what people around me are doing. I want to obey Your word. I want to live with love in my heart. I want to have the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I want Your will in my life, Lord. And I want to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank God, hallelujah, that we have His peace in it. And that we have peace in the presence of God. That we've got the presence of God to always go to. You know, a Christian can never be in solitary confinement because God is with us. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Jesus in Webster's, R. Deuteronomy 26:11, the first part. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee. Praise God. He radiates love. And He readies us. And He's our reason for living. And we reap what we sow. But thank God, there is a Redeemer Amen? Yes. And thank God for repentance unto life. He's our rest. And He's the restorer of our life. The restorer of the breach. And soon He will return. He is our rescuer. And He is our righteousness. Hallelujah. Jesus in Webster's S. Psalm 27:1, my favorite psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Amen.
Praise God. He sanctifies us. And He's our sanctuary. And He satisfies and He is our Savior. Glory to God.
Amen.
We're His seed and we seek Him. And we sing of His greatness. And we pray we surrender to His will. Hallelujah. Each of us wants to surrender to His will. Amen?
Amen.
Because that's all that matters. When famous fellows said to each other once, I believe it was Leonard Ravenhill and Tozer, before Tozer went home to be with the Lord, I believe he told Ravenhill, you know, when we get there, we're going to see, you know, how we've missed it. And I believe one of them said to the other, it's just all surrender. That's all it's about. Praise God. So we thank You, Lord, and we give You glory. We praise You that You are here and that we want to surrender our wills to You.
Yes.
And that's the one thing that is so important, because surrender, amen, with no plans of escape. That's what you and I want. Hallelujah. Jesus in Webster's T. Hallelujah. Psalm 104a. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. That's what you and I want to do. And that's the way we should do every morning. No matter what is going on in our life, we have the winning team. We're a member of that team.
Thank you.
And we have been saved forever. No matter what's going on, we're going to heaven. Hallelujah. So we should be living our lives with thanksgiving. No matter what is going on or whatever we're in the midst of, we have to live a life of thanksgiving. No baptized in lemon juice here. Hallelujah. We've got to be happy. We've got to be joyful, because they'll know us by our love. But, you know, people want to see the difference. And He is the difference. And we've got to be thankful for all that He's done, for all that He's going to do. And we're thankful. We got to be the most thankful people on the planet. Hallelujah. We have to live with expectancy. Amen? With expectancy. Something good is on the way. God is going to bless me. Even if something seemingly bad happens, God has a reason for it. And He's going to work all things together for good to them that love God. Amen? Romans 8:28. He keeps us from temptation. He's tender-hearted. And we need to think upon Him. And He's our transformer. He's our treasure. And He is the truth. The letter U in Jesus in Webster's. The entrance of Thy words. This is from Psalm 119:30. The entrance of Thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Praise God. So therefore I need it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We know that His riches are unsearchable. And He loves those that are unlovable. You can think of people that the world would throw away. But God doesn't throw anyone away, does He? Amen?
No.
His love reaches out to all people of every creed, no matter what they've done. God is love. And He is there to embrace them in their ugliness of sin. Just like He did with you and me. Amen? Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. The entrance of Thy words giveth light, and it giveth understanding unto the simple. And thank God that He unearths you and I. Amen? Hallelujah. And He makes us unique. We praise Him and worship Him. V. Hallelujah. In Jesus and Webster's, the letter V. 2 Timothy 2:21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master. Hallelujah. And prepared unto every good work. Thank God for His verses in the Bible.
Amen.
Thank God that He is our victory. And thank God for the ability to be able to hear His voice. When you're going through something, you have His voice. And it appears in the Word of the living God. Amen. It appears to lead us through the dark times in our light. I open this book and the light comes on. Hallelujah. He's our nightlight for life. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God that He shines His words upon whatever problem and we go to it. The righteous run into that tower and we are safe. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are going to Him and we are hearing His voice. And His voice speaks to us through the darkness. And just like Peter, when he was out of that boat and he began to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And the Lord was there for him. And He is here for you and I. For no matter what we go through, we are able to call upon God. And we are able to hear His voice through the darkness, through the waves. No matter what comes at us, He is able to save us to the uttermost. And we thank Him for that. We thank Him that He is able and that we are in His victory. Amen?
Yes.
We're also His vessel. Amen?
Yes.
Praise God. We want to be vessels of honor. And each one of us are a vessel. And we go through on a vessel. The whole church is together like a vessel. Because you go through many hardships in life. And it's a hardship. And you're rowing underneath. You're underneath the boat and you're rowing with your brothers and sisters, praying for them as they're praying for you, because it's a long journey and you're tied together. And we know that God is going to bring us, and we got the galley that we can go to on that journey. Amen. And we can taste and see that the Lord is good on that journey. And we know that He promised us to bring us to the other side. And we thank Him for that. W. Psalm 29. 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord Jesus is our walk. Amen.
Amen.
And He's our wardrobe. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we're clothed in His righteousness. And we thank Him for that. And we are washed in His blood. And we are wed unto Him. And we, the body of Christ, are as a bride adorned for a husband. We're getting ready. Amen?
Amen.
And we've got something borrowed, and that's His righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we've got something blue, too. Our hearts when we're not right with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we are being given away by our Father as the bride to the groom that awaits for us for the marriage supper of the Lamb. We thank Him. We thank Him that we're wed unto Him. And though weeping may endure for a night, joy cometh in the morning. Praise God. We thank Him that He is wonderful. And that we are His workmanship. We praise God. And we come, Jesus and Webster's, to the letter X. Now, I had to take a little poetic liberty here, because in Strong's exhaustive concordance, there is no X. But hallelujah, X doesn't mark the spot. Jesus does.
Amen.
So I went to Psalm 8:9, which said, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth."
Amen.
Praise God. And we thank God because He X-rays our hearts. And we thank Him that He would Xerox our heart after His holy will.
Yes.
Praise His holy name.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord. And we also yearn for Him. The next letter is Y in Jesus in Webster's. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y in Jesus of Webster's. And Isaiah 40. Verses 30 and 31. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that we can yearn to Him. And thank God I work in construction out there on the road. pray if you see me driving a truck by you. Hallelujah. But the one thing that I've learned, stop signs are important, but I believe in Christianity, the most important sign in traffic isn't the railroad sign, it's the yield sign. Because the more we yield to Him,
amen,
the greater yields of the Lord's heart in our lives. And praise God that we can do that and we can yield to Him. Now the next letter in Jesus and Webster's is Z. And that is Psalm 20, verses 1 and 2. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Praise God, strengthen thee out of Zion. We have to have a zeal for His work and for His people to rescue the perishing.
Yes.
And we must never forget that we have to have that zeal. Praise God. And in the world, before you came to know the Lord, you may have felt like a zero. But God has made you count forever. He loves you. You're a precious soul unto Him. And we thank God that our zip code is heaven, because that's where we live.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We love Him. And we can find Jesus in Webster's. And we can find Him most of all in the Word of God.
Amen.
We know the great things that He is. In Genesis, that He's the seed of the woman. In Exodus, that He is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, He's our high priest. Amen?
Amen.
In Numbers, He's the pillar of fire, or He's the cloud by day, and He's the pillar of fire by night. Hallelujah. All these wonderful things that our Lord is. And we know that we can find Him. And there aren't enough adjectives. It took me actually a lot of time to do this message. It didn't take me a long time to give it. But I'll tell you what. It takes us a lot of time to get right with God. It doesn't take Him any time to get it. He is ready. He is ever ready to meet our need and to change our hearts. Amen? We're the ones that need to spend time in His presence to get His presence. Hallelujah. We thank God that He is always available. And we thank God that He is benevolent to us. We thank God that in any crisis, He's there for us. And we thank God that we can have a devotional life with Him. Amen. And that He loves each one of us. Amen.
Amen.
And that He is for us. Amen.
That's right.
And that He continues to give to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And hallowed be His name.
Yes.
And I love Him.
Oh,
hallelujah. His name is Jesus. And He reigns King forever. And He loves us. And He's more than life to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there's nothing that He can't do. Hallelujah. And I want to be obedient.
Yes.
And I want to pray. And I want to be right with Him. Hallelujah.
Praise Your Lord.
And I want to serve Him. And I want to tell of His love. Hallelujah. And I want to be under His dominion. And I want to be victorious as You do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want Him to alter Walter. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank You.
Hallelujah. I praise His name. And I do with you. We want to all be excellent. And hallelujah. We want to be Zorro with the Word. Hallelujah. Praise God. But let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord God. This message may have been a little short, but Your love is long.
Yes.
And I thank You, Lord God, that You're good, You're wonderful, and Your ways are past finding out. And we thank You for the love that is represented in this body. I pray for everyone that is here, Lord, and for everyone that is not, that You would break any chains that would keep them from coming to You and from revealing themselves to You and to one another. I pray, Father God, for openness. I pray, Lord God, for a sharing. Lord God, that caring would follow that, and that, We wouldn't speak about each other, but when we speak about each other, we speak about each other to God.
Yeah.
That He would bless each one of us. And that love would be without dissimulation. We thank You this morning that You are a God that loves us from A to Z. And Lord God, we thank You that, Lord God, You are everything that's good and wonderful and beautiful. You're just so much love, Lord. Your love beyond our comprehension. Your love is so great. You only give, You don't take. And we ask, Lord God, that we would have a heart that would match our Lord's with love for one another to the brethren. And that it would spill out to those that are in the world, that they would taste and see that the Lord is good. We thank You this morning that, Jesus, You're in Webster's and You're every place else. Because Your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. We just thank You, Lord God, that we want to be Your blessing. We want to minister Your blessing to people. We pray for every family represented here, and for the families that are not here, we represent them in prayer. And we ask that Your blessing be upon this congregation, upon our pastor and Lucille. We pray for Your blessing that we would walk in holiness and righteousness before You all the days of our life, that we would walk in love, Lord God, that we would walk in freedom of the Holy Spirit, that we would walk, Lord, the way that You choose to walk. Oh God, in us. And we just thank You, Lord. I remember when I was a little boy and I used to love my daddy and I would follow him around. He had such big shoes and I put my little feet in those shoes and I could never fill those shoes. And Lord God, we're still learning to walk. We're all going to be children no matter how old we get. Your children. We thank You this morning that Your love is bigger than we realize. It's bigger than we can imagine. So we thank You that You are so wonderful. You're so beautiful. I cannot have enough adjectives, Lord. I can pray it in tongues. But I thank You this morning that You are great. And we just thank You that You will just have Your way in each one of us. We thank You, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What I'm going to ask now is that... we're going to have our closing song. Praise God. And then Jack will pray. And then we're going to have an altar ministry for whatever anybody needs prayer for.
Amen.
Unspoken or spoken, we're all going to pray with and for one another.
Hallelujah.